Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to episode number 12 of The Weekly Option. It's Saturday, June 2nd, 2018. My name's Eric, and I'll be hosting the show for you today, so thanks for listening. Also wanted to make sure everyone knew, right before we dive into this week's episode, that a training series is posted on YouTube. It's our 5 and 5 training series. Feel free to take a look at our YouTube channel, The Weekly Option, and you will find a lovely series. I'm also going to be linking to those on our website, www.theweeklyoption.com. And as usual, if you have any questions, feel free to email me at eric@theweeklyoption.com. So let's get into this week's episode. The market had a nice bounce at the end of this week based on a positive or strong jobs report. The Dow ended up finishing the week actually down a bit, down 117 points. It actually finished the week priced at 24,635.21. And the S&P actually finished the week up a little bit higher, 13 points higher, finishing the week at 2,734.62. It's rare that these two indices diverge in a week, but we do get to see that every now and then. And there are plenty of folks that trade that spread. So anyone who was trading that spread this week got a little action going, so good for them. As usual, we take a look at the earnings this week, and it really is going to be a light week for both earnings and economic news. On Wednesday, Dell Technologies, under symbol DVMT, Dog Victor Mary Thomas, that's actually the tracking stock for a possible merger. They're going to be announcing earnings. The merger that they're looking at and still confident in doing is with VMware. You can look up some news to see if that's see how that's looking. And also on Wednesday, Verifone, one of the large electronic payment processors, will be announcing earnings. And then on Thursday, one of my personal favorites, Vail Resorts, symbol MTN, Mary Thomas Nancy, as in Mountain, they'll be giving earnings as well. So one of my personal favorites because I enjoy skiing. So I'm not sure if there are any skiers out there, but hopefully you guys enjoy it as well. We'll start off with this week's or last week's trade ideas and the results. It was a rough week for my results from my trading in the markets. We start off with Therapeutics MD, symbol TXMD. We sold the June 7 call and stock was sitting at about $6.40, hoping to pick up around 18% return between a stock move higher and the option that we sold over the next 3 weeks. Of course, this is for June. We are 2 weeks away from June expiration. Well, we sold that call for 60 cents and stock actually dropped 55 cents. So I always give our break-even point in the show, and the break-even was $5.80. So with stock right now being just at $5.85, if you were to close out this trade or at least cover your stock, you'd still lock in a decent profit on the stock simply because of the option that you sold. So one of the beauties of selling a covered call is that even when the stock moves against you, the price, the money that you receive for that call option actually creates a nice little cushion for you. Well, so far that cushion is just about used up, and you really have to decide if you're going to cover that stock or not. So the sale of the option completely protected you against an 8.5% drop in the stock in 1 week. I don't foresee that happening again, given the stock, the current stock price. But again, with the stock that's trading so close to $5, and $5 is the cutoff for a stock being a penny stock or not. So you start to get into challenges with liquidity and whether brokerages will allow regular investors to even participate. So any limitations that limit or reduce liquidity are serious topics for any stock that you're in. So Me personally, I would be exiting and looking for the next trade, take my nickel and head on back to the store. So the credit spread that we looked at this previous week also had some challenges. We were looking at IWM, the ETF of the Russell 2000 Index, and we sold the 163.5 call spread, collecting 19 cents. And we knew that we were trading a spread that could max out at 50 cents. Well, at the time, the stock was sitting at 161.74. Today, that stock is sitting at 163.82. So it went up just a little bit more than $2 over the week. So that makes it difficult if you've sold a call spread. This spread hasn't fully appreciated yet. Right now, it's trading for 37 cents in the market. We sold it, of course, for 19 cents. So if prices stay here, this trade will finish with a value of 50 cents. So as of right now, we've lost 18 cents on the week. That's a pretty significant move. That's, you know, given that we only took in 19 cents. So I would look at selling another spread. So what my current thought is this, and this is what I'll do, is I will actually pay 37 cents to close the 163.5 spread. I'll turn around and sell the 164.5, 165 call spread, which I can sell right now for 21 cents. So net-net, I'm adding another 3 cents to the total amount of money that I've collected. So remember, we collected 19 cents last week. I'd be selling this next call spread for 3 cents more than the loss that I've taken in. So if you follow me, 3 cents plus 19 cents is 22 cents. It keeps me in a short call spread trade. We have 2 more weeks to go on the June expiration, and I like that. I like this spread. Of course, it pushes our strikes further out. And then if you really wanted to get creative, and I explained this in the video training that's on YouTube now, but we'll look at selling a put spread as well. By selling that put spread and already being short a call spread, you end up creating what's called an iron condor, which is when you have a put spread and a call spread on all on different strikes, and it opens the door for some more creative stuff. But you can sell this 163.5 put spread for 14 cents, and then you would be short, you know, essentially a call spread and a put spread. You will have collected a total of, let's see, 22 cents plus 14 cents. That's 36 cents, and you'd have a possibility of losing 14 cents. The beauty of being short a put spread and a call spread is that as long as the strikes are different, we know that the underlying stock can't finish and have both of those be in the money. So essentially, if you were to sell that 163.5, 163 put spread, and you rolled your call spread up to the 164.5, 165.5 call spread, what ends up happening is if stock finishes right where it is, if it finishes between 163.5 and 164.5 over the next 2 weeks, because we're talking about June, but finishes in there, you keep your total 36 cents that you will have collected. And if it does move outside of that range, it's just a matter of how much. But let's say either the call spread or the put spread ends up being fully in the money. So that means that stock went higher than 165 or went lower than 163. That means that you would lose a total of 14 cents on the spread. So I like that. I mean, it's just, I wanted to really discuss this one in particular because it's yet another reminder that when we make option trades, we still, if we win, that's great, you know, but if you lose money, as long as there's still time, you don't have to settle for that loss. You can do things like rolling out a strike or maybe selling a spread in the other direction, meaning selling a put spread against a call spread. Maybe you just close out. Sometimes it's not a bad thing to just walk away and take a loss. But for this particular trade, I don't think you need to do that. I think you could at least roll those strikes out on the call spread to the 164.5, 165 call spread, and actually increase the total amount of premium that you've received into your account and still stay in the trade and see what happens. Live to trade another day is always the goal. So that's it on that end. So now let's take a look at the two debit spreads that I presented last week. The first one was on Nike, the shoemaker, Nike, symbol NKE, Nancy Kevin Edward. Nike was trading at a stock price of $72.25. We looked at buying the June 71.5-72 call spread, paying 34 cents, knowing fully well that this spread is going to be worth 50 cents within the next 2 weeks or 3 weeks when we put the trade on. So we were hoping to gain that additional 16 cents, which would have this trade finishing 47% higher for 3 weeks of work. It's not too bad. Well, with stock right now, Nike stock is trading for $72.76. So it's moved higher, a little more than 50 cents, 51 cents. And that's actually great for us. Our spread is trading just a little bit more. The spread is 6 cents higher. So right now it's trading for 40 cents. If you were to close it out, you could collect your 6 cents. 6 cents on 34 cents is a roughly 17.65% gain. But at this point, this call spread is still very much in the money. I wouldn't do anything other than wait, because if stock stays here, or at least stays higher than $72, then what ends up happening is in 3 weeks when this trade expires, you collect your full 50 cents. You paid 34 cents to get 50 cents. That's 47% return on your money. I like that. So this trade worked out just the way we hope. I need more of those. The second debit spread was not quite as good. This one was the IWM 163.5-162.5 put spread. And this was with stock trading 161.74. So we looked both at a credit spread in IWM last week, and then I threw this additional trade in as a kicker. Well, unfortunately, I should have left it out there, because as I mentioned earlier, the stock rose $2 over the week. So with stock currently sitting at 163.82, our 163.5 162.5 put spread has taken quite a hit. We would have paid 61 cents for it last week, hoping to make the additional 39 cents on this $1 wide spread value. We paid 61 cents for it, so we're hoping to collect 39 cents. Well, today this spread is not quite as highly valued. It would be, this current spread value is only 35 cents. So you'd lose 26 cents on the spread if you were to close it out today, which is one of the things I would look at doing. I didn't even look at the possibility of rolling the strikes into a different strike zone, just to see if we would make more money. This would actually be a trade that I just would not be interested in moving forward. So that being said, overall, it was a decent week, because we would have made money on, or gotten at least some protection out of our covered call. We would have made money on that Nike, or did make money on that Nike spread. And the credit spread as well ended up being a knock on the chin. So IWM just didn't play nicely last week with the stock being higher. I should have, if I was going to do two trades in the same name, I should have done one that would have benefited as a long trade and another strategy that would have been more of a bearish strategy. So the two that I had, you know, a short call spread and a long put spread, are both very much one directional. Those are trades that increase in value when stock goes down. Stock did not go down, stock went higher, and therefore it would have been a bit of a bruise on both of those. So let's dive into this week's trades. I'm going to start off right off the bat looking at one of the trades that's possible given this week's earnings. And we've learned over the last few weeks, I've learned quite a while, earnings can bring volatility. Volatility actually makes it a perfect time to take advantage or play in a market, because the options will be priced higher. So it really is just a matter of whether they're high enough, priced high enough to make it worth our while. I'm looking at Dell Technologies, the symbol DVMT. This is actually a tracking stock. Looking at the July 85 call. So we know that Dell has earnings this week. And right now the stock is trading for $84.85, but we can sell this July 85 call. And notice that I said July. So this is a much longer trade than just a June trade. This is a 6-week trade. We're looking at over the next 6 weeks, though, collecting 5.6%. So the stock is essentially there. We're looking at stock right now, $84.85 is the stock price. We're selling the 85 strike. That means there's only 15 cents difference between where stock is and the actual strike. But we can sell this call for $4.60. So net-net, it really is the premium of the call that we're collecting that makes it worth our while. The other thing about this as well is that we're getting $4.60 protection on your stock. So if stock did move against you for some reason, you've got, you know, essentially a 5% move of protection. So I like that as well. So essentially the hope is that Dell will stay above 85 or 15 cents higher from where it is now at the end of, or at by July 20th, I believe 20th is the July expiration. As long as it does that, then we collect 5.6% on our money over the next six weeks. So not too bad on that. The credit spread I'm looking at this week is on General Motors, symbol GM. Right now, the stock is trading for $43.20, and this is a two-week trade. I'm looking at the June put spread, the 42.5/42 put spread. I'm going to sell it for 16 cents. It's a 50-cent wide put spread, but I'm pretty sure we can make this 16 cents here. If we do, then we're looking at roughly 32% on our total risk premium. So we could obviously have a maximum loss of 34 cents. You've got 50 cents minus 16 is 34 cents. So, and we have a couple of weeks of option activity to let us know if this is going to be a winner or if we need to roll it into another spread price or another month. We really haven't touched additional months in this podcast scenario. I probably will not do that because it can confuse people, but remember that all of these options have specific timelines attached to them, and sometimes it's worth it to roll the risk to another month that might actually have less volatility and make it worth your while. So again, looking at selling the GM 42.5/42 put spread and collecting 16 cents there. And finally, the debit spread we're looking at is going to be on Bank of America, symbol BAC. Right now, the stock is trading for $29.40. And I'm looking at another June trade. This is a two-week long trade. The June 29.5 call spread. So it's just 10 cents out of the money on the upper strike because stock is trading for $29.40. We're looking at paying 30 cents for this. And we know that if stock goes 10 cents higher and stays there for 2 weeks, that this trade finishes being worth 50 cents. So I'm going to pay 30 cents and try to collect 20 cents on that. That's a 66% return in 2 weeks on my money. So look forward to coming back to you guys next week and giving the results on how these trades played out. If you have any questions, definitely email me, Eric, E-R-I-C, at theweeklyoption.com, or just go to our website, check out the website. There you can find out how to subscribe to us. We're on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher, amongst a couple other podcast directories as well. And you can also get an easy link over to our YouTube video series, The 5 and 5, where I covered calls, puts, both naked and protective puts. I covered credit spreads. I covered iron condors and debit spreads as well. So if you have any questions or need any help, give me a call. Shoot me an email, and I look forward to hearing from you. Have a great week. Happy trading. Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.